We're back here on News Radio KMAN. We had a little bit of a power blip during the break, and I'm hoping, Dave, you can hear me on that side. I cannot hear the feed from the from the other side here. So I can hear my computer, but I don't know if I can hear you, Dave.
Ah, can you hear me now?
No, I can't. So
well, the listeners
okay.
can hear you.
As long as we're on air, that's all that matters,
yeah,
right?
We're on the air.
Yeah, okay.
And you're
we
good.
We may not be able to take any phone calls here, so that's probably not a big deal.
Yeah.
We're talking with our Pottawatomie County superintendents here. Greg Mann over at Wamego and Kevin Logan at Rock Creek, and lots going on here. I understand Kevin was talking about back-to-school night here tonight, and I understand there's going to be another segment of that here, an actual vaccination clinic taking part.
There is, Brandon. We're going to have a walk-in vaccination clinic sponsored by Pott County Health Department on our campus today. The times, I believe, are 3:30 to 6:30. Be available for COVID vaccination shots, plus also any seventh graders who haven't had their boosters to be ready to come back into school. They'll be able to get those shots also. In fact, when I'm off the program here today, I've got working through the finals of that with Pott County Health to get the final specs set up. We think it's going to be at the boardroom at the district office. If that changes, I will get a swift message out to all of our parents, but that is a walk-in clinic on the Rock Creek campus tonight from 3:30 to 6:30.
Okay. How about you,
Greg? Brandon, we're 320 is also hosting a walk-in vaccination clinic. Ours is going to be on Monday the 16th, and it will be from 4 to 7 p.m. in our Professional Learning Center building over here at the district office. And like Rock Creek's, it will be not only just for COVID vaccinations, but it will also be for childhood vaccinations, booster shots as well. So we're hoping people will take advantage of that.
Okay, good to know, and so important. Have you guys seen a lot of good response? I haven't heard too much from, I know Pottawatomie County Health Department's been trying to get more people vaccinated. Has it been more encouraging here in the last few weeks? Have you heard?
I've had some patrons, you know, get a hold of me and ask me for times and a lot of, I've actually had several people contact me if they can get their second shots at this clinic or just the first shot. So I have had some communication with people who are interested in getting vaccinated.
To be honest, Brandon, I haven't heard a lot. Been promoting it through a message through a memo that I send out each Friday to our patrons. Been mentioning it in there, and but haven't heard a lot back. Really hoping that we've got people that will take advantage of the convenience factor of it. You know, there are some people, you know, that don't, for whatever reason, you know, personal reason again, aren't comfortable with the vaccine. But I believe, you know, with the spread of the Delta variant, we're seeing a few more people open up to the thought of vaccine. You know, we're just looking at, again, ways of making sure that we keep our school doors open, our kids in school and attending.
All right. And I understand, you know, we've got, of course, activities coming back here in the next few weeks with fall sports and other things going on. What's the latest? You have some information from Keisha, Kevin?
You know, really the latest information from Keisha that I've understood has just been silence. They haven't set forth any guidelines like what they did a year ago with limiting number of spectators, you know, doing head counts at the door, doing masking, you know, mandatory masking going into participation sites. I believe that is all up to the local boards of education to determine again, you know, how comfortable they are with or without COVID mitigation factors in play at those events. I know that our high school administration, middle school administration has been in contact with our leagues and other schools that we have competitions with, both activity and athletic, and we'll be getting updates out to our patrons as we learn what restrictions we will end up with, and then, if any, and what restrictions we'll have when we travel to other schools.
Okay.
Yeah, and I've got nothing to add to that. Kevin did a nice job of summarizing. It's KSHSAA is leaving it up to local schools and leagues to take care of how they want to handle spectators.
And I noticed they also came out with an announcement I saw on their website this morning for it's more of a sportsmanship type of deal here. Basically, they're going to have new rules in place for if anybody attends a game, fans, and they get, irate with the referees or anything like that, that there's actually going to be a suspension policy. I think it's going to be handled by the local school districts from what I read this morning.
I'm sorry. I haven't seen that yet. I have not seen that, Brandon. So I guess I can't speak to it. Maybe Kevin knows about it.
Brandon, to be honest, I heard it on the news last night. I saw a tweet come through last night, but I've not had a chance to study it and see who's responsible for which ends of it. But I do know that there's been a conscious effort on the part of Kasia to help protect many of our officials who take excessive abuse from possibly some overzealous coaches and or fans.
All right. Well, that'll be interesting to see how that transpires. Is there anything else we haven't covered here you guys want to make sure? I know we had maybe one more thing.
Well, I know Kevin and I are both looking at a program that's offered from the Kansas Department of Health and Environment where you can set up a COVID testing site in your school or in a central location in your school, and you can offer COVID testing to students and staff to see if they if they test positive for COVID, if they suspect they have the COVID. And the nice thing about it is the test will be sensitive enough that we can use those tests to allow people to get off quarantine or to determine that they aren't positive and don't have to quarantine. So we'll be looking. I know I just got notification from the KDHE that our grant had been approved. So we need to figure out how to start implementing it. So that's in the works. I can't tell anybody when that's exactly going to happen, but it is in the works over here.
And I'm running a little bit behind, Greg. I'm in the process of writing our grant right now. Hopefully have it completed by the end of the day today. And KDHE said they've got a quick turnaround time of 3 to 5 days. Again, like Greg had said, in lieu of going home for quarantines, part of the process is testing students that would normally be quarantined every day. It's a 15-minute test, and they're allowed to stay in school through the duration of their quarantine as long as that test comes up negative. And found out yesterday that these tests are tests that are good for asymptomatic cases of COVID. So they are not just a test that tests those that have the symptoms of either a low-grade fever, a runny nose, a cough, any of those things, but they will also pick up asymptomatic carriers of COVID-19. So that's very, very good news for keeping kids in school once again.
Yeah. I think the real good thing here, as hard as it is doing the COVID mitigation efforts, at least we have kids in school 5 days a week. I think most people prefer that.
Yep. Oh, yeah, without a doubt. That's the whole point of what we're trying to do here is how to figure out how to keep kids and teachers in school 5 days a week. Yes, sir.
Yeah. All right. Well, guys, it's been a pleasure talking to you here. We'll look again to meeting with you here again in September, if not before then.
All right, Brandon.
Appreciate
it. Brandon, thank you very much.
You bet. Greg Mann and Kevin Logan are guests here from Wamego and Rock Creek, respectively. We'll continue on in Focus after this, a conversation with Governor Laura Kelly up next.